Parshas Toldot, Tavshin Ayin Ches. On the Pasuk, Vayisroitz to Abonim Bekirba, Vatoybirim Ken Lama Ze Anoichi Vatelech Lidros Es Hashem. So Rashi already quotes Chazal, that when they oververes a Pesach of Edizoyra, Esa Vifarches Lotzeis, and they were fighting who wants to go out. And the question is, Lechoyra, there is no... If you look at the Gemara Dafka by Antoninus, which is so interesting that we'll see afterwards, but Antoninus, which is Chazal, according to Rashi, that he quotes the Gemara that Antoninus is the one who relates to Esav. Shnei goyim bevitnech. What the Gemara Brocha says is Shnei geyim bevitnech, Antoninus and Rebbe. Antoninus is the one that says it in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Aleph, would base the following. From Antoninus and Rebbe. Yetzehora mimosai shoelet bodam. Mishas etzira, mishas etzira. When does Yetzehora come? Omale mishas etzira. So Rabbi said, for mishas etzira does Yetzehora. Omale imken boet bimeimu biyoyte. If that's the case, he will kick his mother woman come out. Ela mishas etzira. Only when the child is born. Omarebi davazel limdani Antoninus. This is what I learned from Antoninus. And there is a pasuk that really, that is really a great source for him. Shneamar lepeta chatat rovet, on the door, on the gateways. That's when the Yetzirah comes. So Antoninus, which is the whole pregnancy of Rivka, shne goyim bevitnech, the two nations in your womb. Chazal learned by the fact that it's written geyim with a yud, not with a vav. Is a remez to Antoninus and Rabbi. That Antoninus is the one that says that the Yetzirah comes out only bishas later, only the time of birth. And he says, because otherwise you could kick your mother's womb and come out. Funnily enough, he would know that, right? Because the pregnancy of Rivka, which alludes to his birth, the pasuk says, Vayisroitzu Abonim Bekirba, the children, the babies were struggling in her womb. So, says, if there will be a Yetzirah, says Antoninus, I would have come out. The fact that I didn't come out because there's no Yetzirah. So why did he get attracted to Avodah Zarah if there's no Yetzirah? And Antoninus should be the one doing it. So why is there his attraction to Avodah Zarah? Says the Maral in the Gurari, because it doesn't mean that he had a Yetzirah to go. Each one has a natural inclination, a natural attraction, a natural tendency. Yaakov Avinu's natural attraction, tendency, was to go to Beis Medrash. Esav was the natural tendency and the natural inclination was to go to Beis Medrash, not because of the Yetzirah. And that's it, is one tendency saying, had I had the Yetzirah, I would have liked being able to get it. So the fact that I was struggling, pushing, and I did not come out, is because there was no Yetzirah. So says the Maral, what the pasuk is telling us, Vayitzroitzu Abonim Bekirba V'Tomerim Kemen Lama Ze Anoichi, is telling you that they had different tendencies, different attractions, different meanings, but not mitzad Yetzirah. The Loshon Maral is the following: Ela Bipni Shaya She'ein Yetzirah Ve'Atam Aval Kan Lo Bishvil Yitzroi. He was attracted to his natural. He was attracted to what he was, his natural inclination. Every single thing tries to go back to its nature, to its source. So if that is the case, how can you blame Esav? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Esav already with the teva to go, and then you blame that he actually goes up with the Zohar? He was born with a natural inclination. And not only that, what's the purpose of making him born with such a natural inclination? Not mitzad Yetzirah. The pasuk says, right? Es Yaakov Esav Ochi. Yaakov and Esav were, like Briskov explains, they were ready to become. They were the ones who would be the source, possibly, of Klal Yisrael. If that is possible, how was Esav possibly the source of Klal Yisrael? If he's attractual, natural tendency in the attractions of Avodah Zarah. That doesn't make any sense. And why do such a thing? Okay? That's the question number one. The question number two is the following. The pasuk says, Shnei goyim bevitnech, Shnei geyim bevitnech. Shnei geyim is keneged unto Ninus and Rabbi. That lo paske mishulchonam tznoim vechazer. It's the Gemara in Brachos, Rashi quote. And the question is, why is this a remez davka for Antoninus and Rabbi? Like happens to be that it did. This is, and how does that answer also? If she had two babies, they were struggling. One child wanted to go to avoid the Zohar. That's his natural tendency. Clearly, she was very distraught. And Rivka is the one who goes to Beis Merit of Shem Vaever to ask. Number one, why doesn't she go to Yitzchak or to Avram? That's question number one. Number two, what's the answer? They go with them because there will be Antoninus and Rabbi. For those two people, that would justify the pregnancy. And still, what's the idea that he was attracted to go to Avodah Zarah? Is that some kind of a consolation to her? It's even more. If you look at the Bris Korov says on the Apostle, why would they lose both? If Yaakov Avinu dies, why they lose both? So the Bris Korov explains, because the tikkun of Esav is to go through Yaakov. And if she doesn't have Yaakov, she's not only losing Yaakov, she's losing Esav also. Why did Kodesh Boku create in such a way that the tikkun of Esav is dafka through Yaakov? How can that be? And is that how it was supposed to be? Or is that how it came out only after the brachas? And he says, Kozman shukayim eina shchulem Esav. Why? Because let's say Ovadia Hanovi. Ovadia Hanovi was a ger adoimi. The Moro Shel Haman lobdu Torah b'Bnei Brak. Right? And the gerus of Antoninus, the Yerushalmi says that he then became a ger tzedek. But, so says Miskor, Vashkenech b'yamecho, the tikkun comes through Yaakov. And the question is, why the Kodesh Baruch Hu have to create the tikkun through Yaakov? And why is Antoninus v'Rebbe? And Lama Antoninus v'Rebbe justify by straight to Habonim Bekirba. And the third question is the following. We know that in the end, the one who gets the broches is Yaakov. And Yaakov becomes Zera Avram. Like the Bris Korov explains, or the Gemara in the Dorim says that Hanoid did be Zera Avram, his mutar bibni Yisav, because the apostle says, Ki bi Yitzchak yirkore lecha Zera velo kol Yitzchak. The Rambam quotes a different pasuk, and he quotes the pasuk at the end of Parshas Toldos, that Avram, that Yitzchok tells Yaakov, v'iten lechoer birkas Avram, clearly the birkas Avram was given to Yaakov. So he is not called Zera of Avram. Either because v'iten lechoer, the Bris Korov explains, is that ki be'itzchak v'lo kal Yitzchak, Kodesh Baruch Hu already told Avram that the children who carry your legacy, the legacy of Avram, will be one. It wasn't decided until after the brachos when Yitzchok gives to Yaakov the bracha of Eitin Lechayr Birkas Avram, but it was one of them only, which is so funny, right? According to Bris Korov, the discussions that we have are so much important. According to Bris Korov, there was this idea of Kibi Yitzchok Velo Kol Yitzchok. It only says one, doesn't say who. And you did not know until he was sent after Yitzchok sends Yaakov to find a wife, Eitin Lechayr Birkas Avram. And the question is, how is it shayach that you didn't know who Klal Yisrael is? If you create somebody with a leaning towards Avodah Zarah, that when he is before the Yetzirah, he's already attracted to Avodah Zarah, how is it possible that it was not defined who is Klal Yisrael? But be as it may, that's a question to ask at the beginning. But that's what it becomes. The Chassam Sofer here has a shayla like this. The Chassam Sofer has a shayla. We know that he, the Gemara clearly, he's not called Zera Avram. The question is Esav still called Zera Yitzchok? Because that Kibi Yitzchok Yikora L'Chazara is a din to Avram. And Nafkimina is what Magen Avram goes when we say in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah of Akedas Yitzchok Hayom Lezaroi Berachamim Tizkor. Lezaro means to the children of Yitzchok. How do you know that that's not also for Esav? So therefore, Bishop Avram says that perhaps you should be more clear and say Lezaro Shel Yaakov. Because where does it say that he's not called Zera Yitzchok? So the Chassam Sofer says the following. He explains the Chassam Sofer, that's where the apostle. Because if you see the bracha on Yaakov, Yitzchok gives the bracha to Yaakov. He says, "V'ishtachavu lecho b'nei mecho." The children of your mother, they are going to be mishtachavet to you. And the question is, why b'nei mecho? Why does he have to stress b'nei mecho? Not b'nei avicha. Meaning, Yitzchok was only married to one wife. This would make sense if he had many wives. To be memait only b'nei mecho. V'ishtachavu lecho b'nei mecho. He didn't have. He only had Rivka. So why does he stress v'yishtachavu lecho b'nei mecho? Says the Chasam Sofer, because it's clear that Esav was not son of Yitzchok. The Esav was always the son of Rivka. And the truth is, he continues to become the son of Rivka. So this pasuk is telling you the zer of Yitzchok, for sure he was not. He was only the zer of Rivka. And he continues being Zera Rivka. And that's why he explains the pasuk. The pasuk right afterwards, when he says, V'itim lecher bikas Avrom, he says, Sin to Lovan, Achi, Lovan, Achi Rivka, Ein Yaakov Esav. Rashi says, Eini Yodea Mabalam Deinu. When he mentions the name Rivka right afterwards, he mentions that she was the mother of Yaakov and Esav. We know that. I mean, what's the Chiddush? Mabalam Deinu. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's what it says, because after Bikas Avrom, he's not the child of Avrom anymore, Esav. The child of Yitzchok, says the Chasam Sofer, he wasn't, because V'itach v'lcha b'nei mecha, he was never the son of Yitzchok. The Chiddush is that even afterwards, he still remains the son of Rivka. So the son of Rivka, and that's the Mekor, says the Mekor is the Pasuk says that V'ishtach v'lcha b'nei mecha, because they were not b'nei avicha. At least, even, which is such a givaldik Chiddush of Chasam Sofer, that the Bnei Avrom only becomes defined that Esav is not Bnei Avrom when? Only from the time of the Brocha V'itel Lecha because of Avrom. So when he gives the Brocha V'ishtach V'lcha Bnei Mecha, it's before that. So both Yaakov and Esav were shaykh to be Bnei Avrom. They only becomes a mute afterwards. But Bnei Yitzchok, he were never Bnei Yitzchok. He was only Bnei Rivka. But Bnei Rivka, it continues even afterwards. And the question is why? Why Bnei Yitzchok was never, and Bnei Rivka continues, which is so funny, because Bnei Yitzchok was never, and Yitzchok wanted to give him the brocha. Bnei Rivka, he was always, and he remains afterwards, and she took away the brocha from him. What does that mean? Why does it become Bnei Rivka? To explain all of this, we'll go to what the Megala Mukas says. Says the Megala Mukas, the pasuk stresses that he was Ben Arboim Shona, Bekacht, and by the way, before that, I want to say one more question. Is the question of Rab David Soloveitchik. Rab David goes the following. The pasuk says lenoichach ishtoi, beispal lenoichach ishtoi. So Rashi says what means he was davening in front of his wife. Says Rashi ze oimed bezovit zu beispal and ze oimed bezovit beispal. Each one was in a different corner. They were davening in different corners. Asks Rav David Soloveitchik, what's the stress of the pasuk that they were davening in different corners? They were davening facing each other. And he says, because there is an idea of koveya mokum l'tfilosoi. It's a machloik is achroinim, Magen Avrom. Is it davka in Beit HaKnesses? Or is it even at home in Sheva mokum kavua? I thought the Shulchan Aruch writes Beis HaKnesses, Magen Avrom is mechad de shivim bebeisoi, and the achroinim argue that perhaps it's only Beis HaKnesses. But he's saying the chidush is that here, by them, by the others, they were mispala b'noichach ishtoi. They were kvius mokum, and the kvius mokum of them was separate. Why did the pasuk have to stress that their kvius mokum was separate? So the says the Megala Mukas, because Yitzchok and Rivka represent two chalokim of avoida. That reason, Klal Yisrael. And to explain this, the obvious Avraham Avinu is the one who's makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His avoda was the hakara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchok is the one who becomes the paradigm of avoda. He dies at Kiddush Hashem. He's a oil atmima. He's a korban. So this requires avoda. Our avoda is divided in two channels, which is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. That's why the beginning of Torah is the beginning of Yitzchok. That's why Yitzchok has this idea that he's at when he's born, he becomes a oila tmima right afterwards by the Akedah. And now he lives like a Noila Tmima. He is the concept of Avoida. His whole life is Avoida. Tavdu Nesalokim Alahar Azeh comes from here, right? Behar Hashem Yiroet. That's a Mokuma Avoida. And that Avoida says the Megala Mukis, the Avoida is divided into his Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh. The Zohar Yitzchok is connected to Torah Shebichsav. And that's why it's Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Yud and Kuf, which is the Asorah Mamor, the Asorah Sadibor is in its original form and its developed form, which is 10 and 100. And the Tzadik Ches is the Mem Tes Tzidei Tome, and the Mem Ches, the Mem Tes, the 49 Stodim of Tome, and the 49 Stodim of Tohar. Those are the 49 gates, which is Keneged Tzadik Ches, which is Keneged the Klol Satoira. That's Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the Midah. The idea of Torah Shebichsav, to be able to be developed in Torah Shebalpeh, is always the number 40. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Megale Torah Shebalpeh 40 years, which is Sefer Dvorim, which is Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah is Miloshon Mishnah. Hoil Moshe Bieres HaTorah HaZois. The Loshon of Bieres HaTorah HaZois. Bieres HaTorah HaZois is Keneged Torah Shebalpeh, and that's 40 years afterwards. By the way, says the Megala Mukos, Bieres HaTorah HaZois is Bekachtoi Es Rivka. Is Rosh HaTevus Bekachtoi Es Rivka. Bier, when you take a nekeva to develop. And that's why she got married 40 years later. That's why the Chidush, the Torah Shebichsav, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, until Torah Gdula B'Mokum Echad, which is the generation of Rabbi, which he was the one who gave the Mishnayos, the Mishneh HaTorah is 40 generations. That's the Doir Harboim. And it's always Mem. That's why the Mishnais start with a Mem in Mosai and they end with a Mem, which is Basholom. And the reason why it's Mem, because Mem is developing potential. It's the number 4. The first word Mem is Mime, which is potential. That's why if you want to extract A from B, you always use the letter Mem from. If you want to take out, that's the one that has the ability to extract, to develop, is the letter Mem. Mayim. That's why Mem is also 40. Is taking the Aseres Adibros 4, which is the idea always developing potential. Is the law? Is the concept of 4. That's why there are 4 Pshat, Remesh, Drash, and Soy. That's the idea of Yud Kei Vov Kei. That's the idea of development, and that's the idea of Yitzchok. So Yitzchok and Rivka, Bekachtoi Es Rivka, Bekachtoi Es Rivka. Is Bier es HaTorah HaZois. That's a loch of the Bier HaTorah HaZois comes Bekach to is Rivka. Now, the way of Torah Shebal Peh, which is Rivka, so Mimela makes a lot of sense. Vatilech Lidrois es Hashem is Dafka Rivka. She is the one who comes to Darshan. Yitzchok is the one who is passive. He is Bivakesh on Tfila, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu answers. Amitzad HaKodesh Baruch Hu answering, which is the Nisiras Torah Shebichsav. That's Yitzchok. So that's why Vayetar Loi. The Mitzah, the one that comes to be Doiresh Hashem, is Davka Rivka. That's why the Pasuk stresses Lenoichach Ishtu. They were different. They were in different sides. That's why, by the way, she doesn't go to be Doiresh Hashem from Yitzchok and Avraham, because they are Torah Shebichsav. She had to do it herself to find it. She go to Biz Midrash Hashem Vayver. That's why it doesn't go to Avraham and to Yitzchok. That makes now a lot of sense. In the concept of Torah Shebal Peh, which is Avoida Sodom, all the Avoida Sodom is that to be able to do it, you need to have a balance. You can only be Matzliach if you have a balance. You need always a balance. Chassidus could only develop if you had the Koyach HaMisnagdim. You can only develop, Rabbi Yochanan could only be Rabbi Yochanan if you had the kashas of Reish Lakish, like the Gemara says. You always need Isnagdus. Yaakov and Esav are Achim, because that tendency of Avodah Zarah, this is what makes Yaakov to shine. That's not the Yetzirah. The fact that he has a tendency of Avodah Zarah, that tendency of Avodah Zarah is what makes Torah Shebal Peh into Torah Shebal Peh. That's the real Chavrusa, because they're counterbalances to each other. And this is what the Gemara says. Tosfos quotes an amazing story in Daf Yud Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah. Tosfos in Yud Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah says the following. Amrin lebemeresh cholav betamen cholav betaher. Keshenoilad Rebbe gozru shelolomu. There was a gzira shelolomu. Ve'oviv ve'imon maluhu. And they made a bris milah to Rabbi, and Rabbi becomes known the bris milah, right? Yerushalmi says he was not raw es milosu miyomov. Rabbeinu is called Rabbi, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. The concept of Kedusha that he never touched, that was the concept of milah. And that's what it goes on, and he says, v'chlifosu, so the king, v'ivyu Rabbi v'imu l'fon, v'chlifosu imoy. And she needed to put somebody to replace him because they found out that he was mal. V'chlifosu imoy b'Antoninus. And she switched Rabbi with Antoninus, v'inikosu, and she was menik Antoninus, ad shivyosu lifnei ha-keisar, until she was able to bring to the keisar, umtzawara, and to show that he was an oral, upotrom l'sholom. Omar Oiso Hegwin, that general who heard that Rabbi was mal, anira isi shemol etze. I saw the bris mila of Rabbi. Ela kodesh boch oisam nisi becholeis ubit lagzera, and that was the big lagzera. And that's v'amrina by Yerushalmi mishal esof lomad Antoninus Torah v'nisgayer umalatmi. So you see something amazing, that the arlus of Antoninus is what allowed Rabbi to be mal, right? That's because he was an oral. Allowed Rabbi to be mal, which was the ultimate mila in the world. Says the Maral. The Maral explains in the Gurari why the Antoninus and Rabbi become the example of Yaakov and Esav, which is Vaisroit Sabonim Bekirba. And why Chazal point out, because they did the Leposke Misholchonam Tznuin Vechazeres, that they were very, very wealthy. And the reason is because they were the ones who came to develop the ultimate development, because that's Torah Shebaal Peh, the ultimate development of Adam, the achievement of Adam, is the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. And it shows that the word ultimate is Torah Ugdula B'Makom Echad. That is coming to stress. Antoninus and Rabbi is that shutfus, that the arus of Antoninus is what allows Rabbi to be mal. Those that opposites allows people to develop, because by contrasting is how you develop. So this was exactly why Rivka, which is the concept of development, needs an Yaakov and Esav. And Esav needs to be part of the development, because only with the development of Esav you allowed Yitzchak. So Vayisroit Suabonim Bekirba, that she says, Lama Ken Zam Zanoichi, that I need somebody to have an attraction of the Zohar, Antoninus Rebbe is exactly this. Because the attraction for Avodah Zorah is what allows Yaakov Avinu to have an attraction to Beit Medrash. Because if you want to develop yourself, the only way to develop yourself is having a balance. In life, that's why the Shem Yichud Kutcha Bricho Shchinte, you need a balance. Esav provides that balance. So Vayisroitet Su Abonim Bekirba is to allow Antoninus and Rabbi. So Antoninus and Rabbi, that shutfus, that Antoninus as the Caesar of Rome, is Arlus, is what allows Yaakov to be Amal. That balance, that challenge, that Ezer Kenegdoi, is what allows them to develop. That's exactly why both are the bonim of Rivka. He doesn't become the Zera of Rome because his shlichus of balance, he takes you to the wrong place. But that balance, to become an oral, to become attracted of the Zora, that's exactly the shlichus between Rabbi. So when we ask, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu create? Because that's exactly his avoida. The avoida of the Yetzirah becomes the Yetzirah, the Samuel, the Nochash. The exact nochash, it was allows. You can only appreciate what you have by having a balance. The achievement of Adam. Adam, because he's in the world of Ribui, the only way Adam can achieve Gadlus is having a counterbalance. Esav is that counterbalance. The Chavusa is not a time, the Messiah Lach. Chavusa is somebody who has the opposite, because by contrasting, you could have the understanding. So that was his shlichus. Therefore, he continues. Esav, by being Esav, he continues being the Zera of Rivka. Because for Rivka, it is Torah Shebaal Peh, to be boitz min hakoach al hapoal, to be able to really exercise the potential, can only be having an Esav. If you don't have an Esav, you can't. So therefore, she continues being the Zera of Esav even before. Mitzat Torah Shebichsav, there is no room for Esav. That's why he was never the Zera of Yitzchak. That's why Yitzchak wanted to give him a bracha, to make him part of him. But the idea is, and the idea to give him the Olam Hazeh, to be Mishtatev, or the Beis Halevi. But Mitzad Rivka, he was, by being Esav, whoever Esav is, that is the avoida for Yaakov. And that's the ultimate balance for Yaakov. Yimela, that teva is what makes Esav into Esav. And that's why that teva of going to Avodah Zarah is what makes it. That's why Vayisroi Tzabonim Bekirba wants to know Shnei Goy Bivitnech. And that's why it says the Megalobukas, that's why Shnei Goy is two Yudim. Right? And that you know Antoninus Verebi. Because the Yud is the point. Their points are together. The only way to go and achieve their essence is together. It's Tipa Ach Hashem Ischalka. That balance, that counterbalance, is the way to develop Torah Shebaal Peh. Mimela, the word Noichachish to Yitzchak and Rivka come from two different angles. Once you have Yitzchak and Rivka, if you want to understand what is the role of Esav, where's the arus of Esav, they can make Bris Milah. That's why they are known for the Bris Milah, right? Rabbi Nachodesh for his Bris Milah, and Antonindus for his Orla. Because the Milah is the development of Adam, right? That's Torah Shebaal Peh, that you do the Bris Milah yourself, because like the Gemara says, by Tunus Rufus Rebbe Kiva, Kodesh Baruch Hu made the world that needed the tikkun. That tikkun is the balance. Yimela Rivka could understand, he continues being Zera Rivka even afterwards, and that's exactly that his teva, that's what makes it. And this is the idea and the message, that the balance of Yaakov can only come with the counterbalance of Esav.